We come now to this sacred time here at University Mennonite Church where we share about our lives, the ways that we are being blessed and the ways that we have felt struggle in our lives. And so we have microphones available now. If there's something that you would like to share with the congregation, joys or concerns, please do share those things now. We will finish each sharing moment by saying, God of love, hear our prayer. And I invite you to stand if you are able. Bethany, there.
Good morning. Leah Witzig in the sanctuary. You may have seen the urgent prayer request I sent out last night. Paulette Rogers McLean's grandson, Hayden, the son of Heather McLean Walker and her husband, Patrick, was in a severe car accident late Friday night. I've seen pictures. It looked unsurvivable. He was airlifted to UPMC Altoona. There's no TBI, no major fractures. There are minor fractures and other complications. He's in severe pain in his neck and undergoing further tests. So I would ask prayers for healing for Hayden and for comfort for our Heather and Patrick and their extended family as they go through the beginning of what is going to be a very challenging recovery.
Leah, thank you for reminding of that for us and for being a bridge to Rogers and Paulette's family. God of love, hear our prayer.
I'm Bethany Spiker-Schulberg, and I want to ask for prayer for my sister and her family. Jay Young Lee and Karen Spiker and their five children are heading this week to the Northeast Asia Regional Peacebuilding Initiative annual conference in Kyushu, Japan. And if you're watching the news or reading the news, you might have heard that island recently had an earthquake, and there's a sense that there could be more in the coming days or weeks, months. So they had a board meeting to decide whether they should go ahead this week with this gathering, and they are continuing and just asking for prayer to bless their gathering. There's about 50 people who are coming to be trained for 2 weeks in peace building and conflict resolution and restorative justice. So I think it has potential to be a wonderful gathering. But there's also the threat of the earthquake looming, so just cover them in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you, Bethany, for this important peace work in Asia. God of love, hear our prayer. Anyone on Zoom as well, I neglected to say that, can unmute. Hope here.
Just another update on my granddaughter. She got the sad news this week that her surgery is postponed till November. So she has to wait that much longer and needs our prayers.
Yes, Hope, as we continue to wait with you and your family. God of love, hear our prayer.
Good morning. This is Fidel and Leah in Arizona. We want to say thank you, Lord, for the message Ndunge and Evelina and then David and Micheline. We want to say thank you to UMC because what you are seeing is what many churches won't see. That you are a missionary church, you are harvesting the fruit of your work. And mainly for Carl and Evelyn, that we went from the brain drain to the brain gain. You see Ndunge coming to preach, and as he said, is that you sent, the church sent in the beginning of the 19th century, a missionary to way to Congo, villages that you won't see. but you are seeing the work that you did. It's not every day. So we want to thank God for obeying the verse we read to today. May God bless you all, and may we continue to do the work, because we are seeing the fruit of the labor of that time many, many years after.
Fidel, thank you for those words. I think as a church in a college town, we can get a little depressed by all the sending that we do. And yet to be reminded of that fruit and the ways that we have experienced in the kingdom over time is a real blessing. God of love, hear our prayer.
Jim Rosenberger, first, thank you, Ndonge, for the message this morning and for returning to your home here. Two things I want to share. My brother-in-law passed away this past week. I saw him just 2 weeks ago at our family reunion. He was ready to go, so it's not a sad occasion. He was 93, and so I'm grateful for his life. And also, I won't be here next week. I have surgery scheduled on Wednesday for my shoulder. I tore a tendon on my rotator cuff. One shouldn't do that at this age, but I did. And so I'll be missing next week and hopefully recovering.
I hear that your fastball can be even faster after surgery, so.
I hope so.
God of love, hear our prayer.
Bonjour à la famille, bienvenue. C'est bon de vous voir en personne. C'est la première fois qu'on puisse te voir en personne, alors c'est vraiment bon. Et je suis heureuse de pouvoir vous souhaiter la bienvenue en français.
Jess, you've proven my Canadian education is poor, and I assume those were kind words too. God of love. Here are there any other words that we want to share with each other this morning? If not, then please join me in prayer. We will conclude with the Lord's Prayer. Creator God, thank you for this service, a service in which we can be reminded of our many blessings and the breadth and spectrum and the ways that this church expands beyond these walls here in State College. It is with heavy hearts, though, that we continue to think about those who are in need of comfort after natural disasters, as they've experienced in Southeast Asia, after car accidents, and waiting for surgery. We thank you for your presence, even in those times of difficulty. We also celebrate when there are glimmers of hope and glimmers of peace, as there will be with the NARPE conference. We celebrate a life well lived in Jim's brother-in-law, and we ask you to be with those who are holding loved ones in the end of their lives. For those things that we have spoken and things that have gone unsaid, we thank you for walking with us. And we pray now the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.